Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, the last 10, 15 years, a heretofore relatively unknown grape has exploded on the scene. It's called Malbec, and they are ubiquitous.
Every bar has some, and it's easy to pronounce, so it's easy to ask for.
You see a lot of it by the glass.
Yeah, and everyone thinks that it's all from Argentina, which, you know, there's a lot of it down there. But in reality, Malbec comes to us from France, and even though it is one of the Bordeaux varietals, its real origin is in the region known as Cahors, which is much further inland. And Malbec there is a deep, dark, brooding grape, notoriously tannic. It's a bad boy, but it does lend something to the Bordeaux blend. It did find a home in Argentina, where it's a little bit different. But I thought it'd be fun to try Malbecs from different places. And the first one I went to was Chateau La Grisette. Purple is the name of their this cuvée. It's known as Purple, the original Malbec from Cahors. And all of these wines are, you know, around $15, $16 or under.
Okay.
So that's really good.
So a good value.
Yeah, Cahors is the true home of Malbec and has been for centuries. The color on these wines is just impenetrable, black stain, kind of grayish purple. The aroma in this wine suggests blackberries, road tar, and a surprising sweet floral note. And when you take a sip, that sweet fruit hits immediately, and it's followed by a wave of tannin, which would you expect, and that yields to a very spicy finish. Now, under it all is this dark, mysterious layer of kind of earthiness that is the nursery of all that tannin. That's where it all comes from. It springs up from there. I think this is a big, powerful wine, and you want it with brontosaurus steak.
Okay.
So. And brush your teeth real hard after you drink it. Now, of course, Malbec is really popular in Argentina, deservedly so. And you and I have been following that for years. And we did observe that the really inexpensive ones tend to be very rustic, and there's kind of a middle class where they're a little bit more refined. And then there's an upper tier that are very refined and more expensive. This one, I think, is solidly in that middle class, even though the price is very, very reasonable. It's called Tinto Negro, and it's from the Uco Valley of Mendoza, 2016. And that's what's going on here, is that there's a kind of a refinement in this wine that I really liked it. It does show a little bit of the rustic side. That's okay. But it's rather light for Argentine Malbec, with very nice complexity and simple flavors, supple flavors as well. And the nose shows up something like apple barrel, what I imagine
really?
Apple barrel to be like. Tar, berry jam, tannins are all agreeable. And a lot of red cherry fruit. So really, really pretty nice and pretty classic for Argentina. Now, it's grown also in California. And I had the Clay House Wines Malbec from the Paso Robles region. This is a full-bodied red with a lot of gracefulness. Although there is a deep core of flavor, there's abundant high notes in this wine. It starts with an aroma of blackberry jam and buttered biscuits, which is the yeastiness, I guess. And a pretty whiff of roses on it. And on the palate, there's a top layer of liquid spice, only way I can describe it, a middle layer of sweet black plums, and a bottom layer of tannic blackberry. So all these wines have very similar things. We're going to put all of these on the website, and you can try them out if you care to. Very, very enjoyable, and it's fun getting to know Malbecs from all over the world.
I'm Al Spohler. And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.